America, we have a country to save. And now, here's Larry Elder.
Those lives should not be lost in vain. Those lives are telling us that now is the time for us to do something different. Our children are writing to us. They're telling us, school board members, community, elected officials, now is the time for us to enact some common sense gun laws in this country.
I read a stat tonight. There have been 18 school shootings elsewhere in the world over the last two decades.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243.
In our country alone, there have been 18 school shootings in the last 35 days.
Later on, we're going to talk about Rod Rosenstein announcing the indictment of 13 Russians. But apparently, the indictment says that the Russians were contacting some Trump officials, but the Trump officials did so, quote, unwittingly, close quote. Doesn't sound like collusion to me. We're talking to Professor John Eastman about that in just a few minutes. 888-971-SAGE is our number. John Lott, the economist, author of More Guns, Less Crime, head of the Crime Prevention Research Center, now joins us. John Lott, what about this business that there have been 18 school shootings since the beginning of this year, and we need to enact, quote, common sense, close quote, gun laws?
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Larry. On both points, the first point, these are numbers put out by Michael Bloomberg's group, Everytown, and even places like the Washington Post now have finally said that they're completely bogus numbers.
John, you're not telling us that the Bloomberg's group would put out bogus numbers, would they?
Right. Seems like the only types of numbers they put out. I don't know. It's just, I don't know whether they feel people will never check these things, but they've been caught on this stuff a number of times, on the school shooting numbers themselves in the past a number of times. And it doesn't seem to matter. They just keep putting them out, and they expect that a lot of the media, or the vast majority of the media, is going to keep repeating them. Fox News had a number of commentators who mentioned the 18 number on the first day of the school attack. The tweet was put out by Everytown immediately after the attack there, and apparently a lot of people picked it up.
Well, John, where did
you know what that they're including here are things like a police officer who accidentally discharged his gun on school property, a suicide of a 31-year-old military veteran who had no connection to the school, who simply, when he was driving by the school, pulled into the school parking lot and committed suicide. It includes cases where the gun's not even fired on school property. If you look at only cases involving K through 12 schools where the gun is fired on school property, and you exclude suicides, you're talking about four cases, and only two of those were cases that involved fatalities. They're not the types of things that you would think about when we mix it in with the discussion about school shootings on Tuesday.
My guest is John Lott with the Crime Prevention Research Center. John, Senator Murphy from Connecticut said, quote, "This only happens here in America," close quote. Does it only happen here in America?
I mean, I don't know how much more absurd something like that can be. I mean, in France, in one year, 2015, they had more casualties from mass public shootings in just that one year, a country one-fifth our size in population, than the United States had in all 8 years of the Obama administration. Just France. The European Union as a whole has casualties from mass public shootings that's higher than what we have here in the United States. And once you get outside of Europe and the United States, the rest of the world is extremely high. I mean, it's just hard to even grasp that they could be just making up such claims. But I mean, it's the type of statement that former President Obama constantly made when he was president. And again, you even had places like the Washington Post that would call him on that, just saying that the statements were completely made up. But I don't know how anybody could, who's paid even slight attention to the international news, could make such a statement.
John Lott is my guest. Crime Prevention Research Center is his organization. John, I remember after Sandy Hook, Obama came out and he tearfully talked about the inaction on the part of Congress to do something about gun control. Just the other day, I'm watching a host on one of the cable shows, and she says, parents are just terrified to send their kids to school. There are 100,000 schools in this country. The likelihood of being killed in a school shooting, probably, John Lott, is about on par with the likelihood of being killed by a lightning strike. It's just extremely rare.
Yeah, no, it is. It is very rare. Look, I have to tell you, and I'm sure you can appreciate this, I find this unbelievably frustrating. You know, you have gun control groups that within an hour or two of the attack are out there calling for new gun control laws. You know, of course, the big law that everybody was pushing for immediately was these background checks on private transfers of guns. It's the one law that President Obama pushed every single time after one of these mass public shootings. And, you know, it's, you look at this and you say, okay, now we know it wouldn't have mattered in this case. There's not one mass public shooting during this entire century where that would have mattered. And yet they keep pushing, using these mass public shootings to push this law. It has no connection with it. You look at discussions, Senator Nelson from Florida was on the TV, again, within hours of the attack, pushing not only for the background checks, but pushing for denying purchases to people on the terror watch list, you know, and misstating what the debate was between the Republicans and Democrats. I mean, first of all, again, not one of these attacks has involved a terror watch list. And in any case, the difference between the Republicans and Democrats on this was that the Republicans wanted to have judicial review over people who were put on the watch list. You know, and even then they wanted to have a low standard, just probable cause that there was a good reason for you to be there, not preponderance. I mean, you're a lawyer, you understand this, not preponderance of the evidence, which means like it's at least 50% likely, or beyond a reasonable doubt, which is, you know, almost certain about it. You know, nothing like those standards. And yet the Democrats didn't want to have a judge reviewing some anonymous bureaucrat who may have thrown people's names on the list. And, you know, it's just, so they push all these things. They have nothing to do with this attack, nothing to do with any of the other attacks this century.
John Lott, John Lott, Crime Prevention Research Center. John, as always, thank you very much for coming on and clarifying all this stuff for us. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Larry Elder, all true, all